Well, this is a tremendous honor for me. Ladies and gentlemen, esteemed members of the committee, I would like to thank Professor Zurhausen, chairman of the selection committee, and Professor Brigida Wolf, and members of the distinguished other professors here, Professor Zinkernagel and Robinson and Henrik Opkin. I apologize in advance that I must give my remarks in English, you know, it's a pleasing symmetry for me with this award with Paul Ehrlich that I would like to point out and has been raised by both Rolf Zinkernagel and Paul Ehrlich, and that the magic bullets that were first conceived by Paul Ehrlich now have become, in my case, CAR T cells. So the antibodies that he described are on the outside of our T cells, and that's how we target our cells now to the immune system. And as Jim Allison mentioned, we use T cells, the real warriors of the immune system, to do this. And monoclonal antibodies, you know, were really first then made by Kohler and Milstein in the 1970s, and then became drugs through the biotechnology industry. But CAR T cells are cells that make antibodies themselves biosynthetically, and then those cells persist in the patient as a living drug. So I think there is a direct lineage of the work first conceptualized by Ehrlich and to the CAR therapies that we see now and to the antibody therapies you just heard of from Jim Allison that also activate T cells. So in our case, CAR T cells, the CAR stands for chimeric antigen receptors, but there are analogies to automobiles. So the T cells that carry our CARs are a white blood cell that are normally involved in the protection against viral infections. And so, as such, they have very long lifespans. Our first CAR T cells were given to patients with HIV in 1997, and those patients still have the CAR T cells. So we know that the half-life of these cells is in excess of 17 years. And fundamental work by the Zinkernagel lab and others have shown that after a vaccine, it's very similar, that the human immune system has a memory that will last the lifespan of humans. And that's why we think that the immune responses we see with immunotherapies for cancer are so durable. And really setting it aside from what we've generally seen with previous therapies based on chemotherapy. So my particular training in cancer therapy began during a postdoctoral fellowship at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Center in Seattle. And there I saw the early bone marrow transplants. They were invented there by Don Thomas. And until recently, that was the only curative therapy for most forms of leukemia. In the case of a bone marrow transplant, it's also a cellular therapy. A patient receives new T cells from the donor as well as stem cells, and usually they come from a brother or sister. And it's those T cells from the donor that actually eradicate the leukemia cells in patients and keep them in remission. So our goal with CAR T cells is it's autologous. It's the patient's own T cells, and is to replace the need to have bone marrow transplants. Because the patient's own T cells can become cancer-killing CAR cells. So the process of making CAR therapy seems complex at first, but it's only four or five steps. First, the patient donates blood. There are no universal T cells unless you have an identical twin. And that's based on the principles that Professor Zinkernagel showed on how T cells see their target antigen. It only works on your own cells. And so we have the patient donate the cells, and then we infect the cells with a modified form of the HIV virus, which really evolved as a very specialized way to introduce new genetic material into the patient's T cells so that they'll permanently express the CAR molecule. These cells then are grown in the laboratory for about a week and then frozen. And then at the end of the process, the CAR T cells are returned to the patient. They're thawed at the patient's bedside in a 37-degree water bath and then infused in a 5-minute blood transfusion. Once infused, the CAR T cells leave the blood after a few minutes and then begin their role as hunter cells, patrolling the body for tumor cells. So what is a chimeric antigen receptor, or CAR? Chimeric, as you know, is after the word, a Greek word for an animal made of several species. And in this case, the CAR is made of an antibody, and the other chimeric part is on the inside of the T cell, and it's a signaling molecule. So when the CAR antibody on the outside of the T cell binds the tumor, it triggers two main events in that T cell. It makes the T cell kill the target, so it has identified it as a tumor cell. And then secondly, it makes the T cells, the CAR T cells, proliferate. And in our first trials, we found that each CAR T cell had more than 1,000 or 10,000 descendants. So many population doublings when the CAR T cells are given. That's why they're so-called living drugs. And they only have to be given once. Because of their proliferation. So the patient really becomes a bioreactor, and I think this is the first example of living drugs like this where they've been engineered and then can persist in patients. And it's the first example in medicine then of the use of synthetic biology, because these CAR molecules did not evolve in nature, unlike the T-cell receptor, which was evolved through a Darwinian process. So CAR molecules were made synthetically. And it's an objective to create with synthetic biology non-natural molecules that may have enhanced functional products and properties compared to the natural immune system. So we began working the CARs in the late 1990s, and those patients, as I mentioned, had HIV infection, and the initial studies showed that they were safe, and that now we found, at least out now through 2012, that the CAR T cells have persisted for at least a decade in the patient. And then 15 years ago, we began to develop more potent CARs for cancer therapy. And so we made a CAR where the antibody on the outside would bind to B cells, which are found on lymphomas and leukemia cells. And we tested those mice in mice with experimental leukemias. And our first patients given these cancer CAR cells that were leukemia specific had advanced chronic lymphocytic leukemia, a kind of leukemia that's the most common in Europe and the U.S. And is only curable with a bone marrow transplant. The first patients were treated in July of 2010, and all three of the first three patients treated had remarkable responses, with between 3 and 7 pounds of tumor that was eradicated within a month after treatment. Now, more than 4 years later, those patients remain in remission with no evidence of leukemia, and they still have these CAR cells on patrol. And then in 2012, we began to treat patients with acute leukemia, which is less common but more rapidly lethal. And it occurs both in children and adults. And as it happened, the first patient we treated was a young 6-year-old girl at the time named Emily Whitehead, who had relapsed and very refractory advanced leukemia. She had a remarkable response to a single small infusion of these CAR T cells, and within 3 weeks was in remission for the first time. And her story was featured 8 months later on the front page of the New York Times and chronicled in several documentaries. She will be on PBS at the end of the month in a documentary on cancer from Siddhartha Mukherjee on the history of cancer therapies. She's now 9 years old and was recently with President Obama when he launched in the United States on January 30th an initiative for precision medicine. And so she was in the front row of that. We've now treated more than 50 children with acute lymphoblastic lymphoma and leukemia, the kind that Emily had, and have observed a 90% complete remission rate, a response rate that's unprecedented in previous clinical trials in leukemia. In 2012, Novartis licensed the technology that was developed in my laboratory for leukemia, and we're now working with Novartis to make this widely available. We've had patients travel from Germany to be treated in Philadelphia, which is the only place until recently you could get this. The trial is now open at 6 centers in the United States, and it's anticipated to open here in Germany sometime by next year. And so that CAR therapy will become available in Europe as well as the United States and then in Japan. Novartis expects to have commercial approval by the U.S. FDA in 2016, so that CAR therapy is likely to become widely available then for acute leukemia, and that will be the first gene transfer therapy using engineered cells. So to date, there have been two forms of toxicity with this therapy, and they're both what's called on-target toxicity. The first is that the CAR T cells also kill normal B cells that have the targeting molecule CD19. And this is was anticipated, and we know that people can live without B cells. It's called B cell aplasia if they're given antibody replacement therapy. And at this point, that's what we do. In the future, we'll make smarter CAR cells that we can eliminate the cells with switches if we need to. Unfortunately, B cell functions can be replaced by antibody infusions given every 2 or 3 months. So it's not a serious toxicity. The other toxicity is called cytokine release syndrome. And that occurs when the immune system is activated and becomes hyperactivated against the leukemia. The first adults had fevers of 40 degrees, and Emily Whitehead had a 41-degree fever for 3 days. But then when the fever went away, so did the leukemia. So we only see the fever in patients who are responding, and we've also found that if we treat patients earlier in the course of the disease when they don't have so much tumor, that then it becomes an outpatient therapy without a severe fever that's called cytokine release syndrome. So in fact, if the patient doesn't have the fever, they don't respond. So we think that the immune system it's what causes the fever when it's seeing the cancer cells. I'm often asked about whether CAR therapy will work in other kinds of cancer, beyond leukemia. And just as what Jim Allison mentioned with checkpoint therapy, we found in nearly every preclinical model we tested that the chimeric antigen receptor cells, when we change the antibody on the outside so to direct it to other kinds of cancers, is able to, at least in petri dishes, eradicate those tumor cells. And pilot trials are just beginning in patients with solid cancers. Our initial trials are in patients with brain cancer, pancreatic cancer, and ovarian cancer. And so these are pilots trials, early stage, and over the years we're going to learn, I think, how to extend this out beyond bone marrow-derived tumors. Indeed, it's likely that these CAR T cells will be used with the checkpoint therapies that Jim Allison's developed. In our preclinical models, they're very synergistic. When given together, in both cases, the CAR T cells and checkpoint therapies, the treatments enhance the function of T cells and cause durable elimination of cancer. I would like to close by again expressing my deepest gratitude for this honor, and it's just an amazing honor for me to be here and to be able to share this. I'm sure that everyone has been touched by cancer in this room.